black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace. Welcome back. I know you just heard the song twice, but we're here. Yeah, thank you for joining another episode of the Urban X Podcast. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad. We're here with you guys in the building.
In the building, in the flesh, on the flesh. A Monday evening.
Yes.
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 We're alive. Happy to be here as usual. Excited just to spend some time with the family.
Yes.
Some time with each other.
Absolutely.
Mama Dot's on the controls, the ones and twos.
Because it's
the
only time when we speak. It's only for the show.
It's only for the show.
Like, I don't see him. I don't speak to him until we just start.
Yeah, this is real professional.
This is business.
You know what I mean? It's strictly business. You know what I'm saying? So we are here, in the mix.
Yes.
Tell me about your weekend. I know you was down in
Yes, I was down in Wilmington, Delaware at a pop-up shop, the second annual sipping shop of a light fit pop-up shop. It was nice. It was really, really cool. A few of the Urban X Nation people came out to see me. Shout out to Coach. It's not Coach Wayne, it's Coach Wyan. I think that's how you say his name. He said we've been saying his name.
Oh, wrong the whole time.
Wrong the entire time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Jay. Who else was there? Lefty, who else? There's a few people that came out. I appreciate you guys for coming out to see me. That was really cool. Thank you guys. Shouts out to our UX90.
Yes.
Fam in the morning.
Yes.
We appreciate you. I did not go to see Umar School. It was something I missed.
And you missed the food spot.
Yeah. Drop Squad Kitchen.
I knew it was stuff I missed. That's all in the same area. Don't get me started.
Wilmington is okay. The area.
Yeah. So that was pretty good.
Yes, that was pretty good. So, how was your weekend?
Quiet, uneventful.
That's good.
Relaxing, just watching football. Chilling.
Yeah, you don't appreciate the uneventful.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The uneventful weekend.
You have a 3-year-old now, so uneventful is eventful.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When you used to be able to just sit down and watch the game and chill,
he think he could just take over the TV.
Yeah, because he want to watch Rachel. His little shows.
What's up? Yeah, no more white people on my TV.
That's the way it goes.
Tired of it. Tired of this white lady on my TV.
That's the way it goes.
Danny
go when they get fixated on something.
Tired of it, B.
That's what they rock with. So get used to it. But you got to have your little iPad going simultaneously. So you got the game here.
Yeah.
He's happy. You happy. You know, you got to make it work.
You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys for joining. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. Oh, we have a big announcement. Big announcement. Right now, we're having the biggest sale of the entire year. Right now, this week going on. Right now. 40% off.
Everything. 40% off. So them embossed joints is like about 75.
Listen, shopurbanx.com. Go get it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The biggest sale. It's not going to get bigger than this.
It's not going to get bigger than this. It's I not. Promise you that. We got a Black Friday.
Cyber Monday.
Small Business Saturday.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Knuckle Dragger Tuesday.
You know what I'm saying?
Hotep Wednesday. I get my check Thursday. You know, we got all them. We got all them days in there. Yeah. So I'm telling you, go in there now. We was going to wait until Thursday night, but we said, let's pop it off now.
Because I don't know if we're going to be here Thursday. Guys.
No, we're
definitely not going to be here Thursday. But I don't know. This might be it.
Yeah, for the week.
For the week.
Yeah, unless niggas is niggering.
It has to be some grade A.
It has to be like grade A.
Grade A crystal. Yeah.
Nigga shit. Like, yeah. Oh, this is pure niggerdom.
Yeah.
This right here has to be talked about.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it. And so get them sales. Get them things. They're going to be popping off.
Absolutely.
Everything that you ever wanted is going to be there.
It's there.
Do the sweatshirts run small?
No, they run about normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True size.
True size.
True size, yes.
Yeah. Everything runs about. We're going to talk about Hassan.
We're going to talk about it all today.
Yeah, we're going to get at it.
We're going to talk about it all today, okay? So first, do a quick shout out, and then we're going to get started, man.
Yeah, yeah. Who we got in the building?
I see Vegas in the building. LA tapped in.
GA is in the building.
Minnesota. Dominican Republic, Duval.
Okay.
Hamden, Connecticut.
Naptown's in the building. GA's in the building. Alabama's in the building.
Cincinnati, Detroit. Richmond.
Is in the building. Philly is in the building. The Bay Area, Seattle, St. Louis. All right. New Sac-town. Mexico.
What's good?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. Jacksonville, Cincinnati, South Carolina.
Somebody said Baghdad, Iraq. Oh, okay.
Baghdad in the building.
All right.
Now we stretch far and wide.
Absolutely.
With what it is that we do. You know what I mean? Yes, and sir. We appreciate you here, as always, with us. You know, I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a taller. Okay. So we need to find a way to do the time markers in there. Once we post the video up.
Oh, I know how to do that thing.
You know how to do that automated?
I think so. Don't quote me.
Okay. All right. We can put that in because some people be like, yo, I want to get right to this story. I want to get right to that story.
Listen, man.
So I want to open up with,
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I want to get right to the Andre 3000.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I've given it some good quality listening time.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to say is this. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take points away from you based on what you're going through in your personal life.
Okay.
So when Kanye album was coming out and everybody was on his case about something personal, I was always one to say, listen to the music. Allow the music to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to take points away based on what you're going through. But I'm also not going to put points on the board just because you're Andre 3000.
I've been saying this for years, but okay? Continue.
All right. And so after giving it a very, very good listen, it's just another nigga playing a flute.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
If you didn't tell me it was Andre 3000.
Yeah, but I didn't know if he was classically trained to play the flute.
No, but let me just break this down. So it's like nine-player character music. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to the Chinese massage place and it's playing in the background.
Yeah.
First of all, when I go there, they go, no, black a dot, no. No, your feet are very, very ashy, very stinky. No, black a dot, do you have a monkey pox? You know, come in here. Never again, you know, come. I go, wait a minute, Ming Lee. First of all, that's discrimination. And I will call immigration. Okay? So, calm it down. I have the right to be here like everybody else. Okay, now, I don't go into the Chinese joint going, yo, I'm saying, who's that, the Shaolin Brothers? Like that shit playing in the background, that's the Shaolin Brothers? And now I can get real, real niggerish and be like, I'd like to hear Andre 3000, please, right? If I pull up on you, Malcolm, like, hey, yo, get in, you like, yo, when, yo, dad, what's this shit popping? Mm-hmm. It's that Andre 3000 yeah. shit, nigga. No. Right?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna make my way through the DJ booth. Be like, yo, I don't mean to tell you how to do your job, son. But you know what I'm saying? You got that Andre 3000?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be like, yo, this is Funk Master Flex, you know what I mean? Hi 97, you the 97
he
caller.
He should have did that. That'd
be like,
hilarious.
Yo, 97 caller. Who this? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the 97 caller. I wanna hear the Andre 3000. It was gonna be a hip hop album, but it's not really not, because I thought about it and I always had my flute with me, so I played my flute and now I'm feeling kind of special. Can you put that one on? No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not going to do it. Now, with that being said, because it's Andre 3000, mm-hmm. I think more people may have zoomed in on it to give it a listen. I understand it's at the 432 hertz,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, which means it is healing music. But that's not the only thing at 432 hertz. So if for the fact that it's Andre 3000, more people tuned in and listened, I get it. But I'm not going to sit up here and give you some real deep, it's a quantum aqua blue that he's talking about. I can almost taste the blue, like blue, you know, ices and shit. I'm not going to do all that mm-hmm. shit up here. It's just another nigga playing a flute.
Yeah. And so
now, and I like instrumental music. I like Hans Zimmer. I like Clinton Mansell. I like a lot of scores mm-hmm. for certain movies. So I'm not saying that. And I don't even have a point of reference to know if this nigga is
good and
nice at this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't say like, oh, yo. So yeah. I don't know any flutist
yeah.
who can go, yo, the nigga's terrible.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't really know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for those who are so in tune, speak to me in 90 days and tell me how this flute album has changed your life. That's all I'm saying.
So I'll say this. I like to listen to classical music.
Yes.
I do, personally. Yes. Like I said, when I take Noble to school.
Thank you, Giovanni. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. So when I take Noble to school, I play classical music. I play Beethoven, play what's his name? Debussy. I play him.
Mm-hmm.
So I do play that type of music for him. So that's all it was for me. It wasn't marked on my calendar. Like, it was just kind of like, okay, cool.
Right.
Like, all right, okay,
so it's sort of like non-player character
yeah, that's
music.
It. Like, okay, like, you
it's
know.
In the background to something, and you go, okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit up here and tell you and get quantum deep with it and tell you that this was the greatest thing. Now, I do understand speaking is a low form of vibration.
No,
it's a low form of communication.
So what I have noticed, like you said, there were way more people who I'm assuming who would listen to this music have been listening to it.
Because it's Andre 3000.
Because it's Andre 3000.
Right.
And I think hip music in general is just such in a weird place where you can put out a flute album and people would appreciate it because they're tired of hearing, you know, gun raps, trap raps, pussy raps. Like, they just kind of stopped. Like, they're tired of hearing that. So it did kind of, I think it did
and
do something for people.
So this is why I said give it 90 days.
Yeah.
To find out if this is a benchmark pivoting moment in which he slowed everything down mm-hmm. and gave you something unexpected that shifted things, because sometimes we get so deep that we're shallow with it. We trying to find all of the multi angles of a fucking album with a flute that normally, if any other nigga you knew that was playing a flute, it would just be in the background. Okay, I appreciate it. You know, mostly when you're getting a massage or something relaxing or in your meditative state. Because it's Andre 3000, we're putting extra emphasis on it, which is a part of the propaganda. In the grand scheme of things.
Bro.
So miss me with all the supernatural shit with the 432 hertz and all that shit.
I also watched some of his GQ interview. And he talked about, like, him being 48, he doesn't know what to rap about.
Which is disrespectful to Nas, because Nas has put out 6 goddamn albums. Nas is 50. He just put out 6 goddamn albums that didn't sound like he was a teeny bopper.
Right.
So there's plenty of things to rap about at 50 without sounding like you're 12 and 14, calling yourself little shitty pants or this and that. So miss me with that.
I didn't agree you know with that. I'm just like, there's a lot of people out here. There's
plenty of people out here who's 45, 50 and above, who I coined the phrase grown up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That has that kind of energy. So miss me with that. You know what I mean? Miss me with you so advanced that you don't have to speak to us no more. Miss me with that. You know what I mean? I'm not with all that kind of shit. And so just giving a real honest opinion. Now, if y'all niggas want to spar with all the metaphysical quantum occult shit, nigga, I'm a master at that shit. Give me 2 hours and I'll blow your fucking mind with shit that I could just come out the thin air with and make myself sound deep. I'm very practical. This is a Virgo thing. Very practical shit. If you did not tell me it was Andre 3000, I would say it was meditative music that, you know, just was cooling out with it. But now because it's Andre 3000, niggas want to give you a whole diatribe on what the fuck it meant. That's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Okay. And that's my take on that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yeah, I was rocking with him last week. We still rocking with him.
But last week, I gave you, when I broke it down, I gave you a real, I said if I was in my hip-hop decoded zone, I could give you all of this, but I'm not. And I said it's just some bullshit. Go back and listen. That's what I said. It's just some bullshit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So last week, big news coming out on Thursday was the Cassie lawsuit versus Diddy.
Yes.
That was the breaking news on Thursday. Huge news. Then on Saturday, it might have been Friday night, where I saw the news that Cassie and Diddy settled their lawsuit for an undisclosed amount.
Yes.
And that had to be the fastest lawsuit settlement I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. So, especially of one of great magnitude.
Yes. This was huge, right? So then the conversation then turned to, was this all a money grab? Was this only for the money? Do we believe her now? Does this make him look even more guilty because he settled so quick? It's a bunch of things. Now, what I want to say is that this was originally and still was a civil lawsuit.
Yeah, in the title it said, I'm suing him for $30 million.
Yes.
It didn't say, I'm bringing him up on charges because I want him to go to jail. We settled.
Yeah.
It said, I'm suing for $30 million. Yes.
Right? So let's put that there. Second, so if that was the original goal, she got her money. I think the damage is done to Diddy's reputation already.
Yes.
Because as this is happening, if you've seen the tide online regarding Diddy, you see how people felt about him. A lot of people were going, yo, I knew something was up with him. Or they started to pull up old videos of him saying something weird to people. Other videos, interviews, other people saying something weird. Like, yo, he did some wild, like he hung Wale over the balcony. He blew up this guy's car. It was all crazy stuff. So I think I don't think Diddy realized what the vitriol would be, what the backlash would be to his reputation.
Because he lives in a bubble.
He does. So he got a nice wake-up call with that. But this is another thing I saw as well. People going, why did she take so long to come out and say anything? Stuff like that. And I feel like people use that as a way to kind of discredit the victims. Mm-hmm. And if you just take everything that happened to her at face value, let's just say all of it is true, and then that she has stories within where he's giving people hush money to give him video footage to shut this up and stuff. So he clearly has power. So she probably was just waiting for a time where she felt like, okay, I have a good team around me. Mm-hmm. The lawyer she's using is the one that got Harvey Weinstein knocked.
And that's the point I'm getting to make. Harvey Weinstein was more powerful than Diddy.
Right.
And why for not years did all of them powerful white women in particular wait to come out? Because of the word power. Mm-hmm. These people have more power than you can imagine. Listen, why don't chicks in the hood You know what I'm saying? Call up on their boyfriend mm-hmm. because he threatened to kill them mm-hmm. and she believes that he will kill her. And you can't protect her. An order of protection can't protect you from some dude who's going to track you down and kill you. So let's put these things in their proper perspective, right? So when you are afraid of an individual who demonstrates that they will blow somebody's car up, hang somebody off a balcony, and these are just a few of the things that we know about yeah. now, the somebody who's regarded in the industry that can fly doctors in on a yacht to fix a broken nose, the list goes on and on and on that you see this man has avoided any kind of criminal retribution or anything whatsoever. This is what you would deem a powerful individual. So that's why I think you wait until you feel you have a little bit more leverage mm-hmm. or maybe a good team around you, or you're watching, you're reading the room. And you're seeing that individual start to slowly descend.
Oh, yeah.
He lost this deal. He lost that deal.
Yeah.
He's losing that. And now, before he goes totally broke, or I see there's a chink in the armor,
also, there was a statute of limitation.
Statute of limitation. There are a number of things. And for people who say she was after a cash bag, you are absolutely correct. If you can read, it said,
because somebody Mr. Plan Base said, I read the whole 35-page report. Nowhere on the New York Times article at the top, it said suing Diddy for $30 million. That's what it said.
That's exactly what it said.
Not the lawsuit paper. The New York Times article that broke this story. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I done saw that on 20 or 30 different headlines, suing for $30 million. It couldn't be no more clearer than that this is a money grab. If I sue you and say, listen, I'm coming for you, this is a civil case, and I want money, then that's what I want. That's what I'm suing for. So why are people confused that it was a money grab? And then it's a few rappers I'm hearing.
Oh, who are trying to, Slim Thug.
Yeah, Slim Thug turn the tide and make it seem like she's a money grabber. And I disagree. I totally disagree, especially when you understand who this man is. You know what I mean? I like people who are upfront and honest about their intentions. And she didn't sue him for something else and then say, now that the case is going, instead of dragging you through the mud, she clearly came out and said, I need my money.
And
that may just be money, pardon me, mm-hmm. or how much she would have made if she had signed with somebody else as a model, a singer. I don't really know how well her music career would have done, but maybe these are just the damages she's speaking about. Had he not impeded her career, this is what I may have made during my time.
And I wanted to say as well, you said something. You said something that threw me.
I'm not really sure what it was.
Damn it. What I wanted to say as well, because everybody's going, it's crazy how the tide shifts on social media, because it was women saying like, yo, she's just a hoe trying to get money and stuff like that. But think about the accusations she levied against him. These are things that I think a woman would like try to carry to her grave. You get what I'm saying? You were raped in succession by male prostitutes while he filmed. Like, who? She's married with kids now. Who would want to that information out like that? Right? You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That's like when people just make like really wild accusations. Like, you kind of have to go like, yo, especially like when they are the party that looks the wildest.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's, you know.
And the those in the industry, they know who Diddy is.
Oh, yeah. And I think there's a couple layers in here that we might talk about on the after show.
Okay. So there are multiple. Yeah, yeah. We'll speak about that in the after show.
I think there's a couple layers in that.
We just kind of look at it for what it is. If this was an outlandish accusation against, let's say, Denzel Washington, mm-hmm. who doesn't have a history of any sort, then we could say, well, maybe. And these allegations seems to be so far fetched. I'm willing to.
Mm-hmm.
But because we understand what happened to Kim Porter,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the boyfriend she had. And now the receipts are coming out with Cuddy, with Wally, with so many other people who are speaking of and demonstrating a very narcissistic, jealous, obsessive individual. Plus, we're not even going to get into the Biggie, the Tupac, the Shine, the Mace, the goddamn Flavor in Your Ear.
Craig Mack.
The whole list of individuals who may have something to say about their careers, their money, and all this old other kind of stuff. City College. The list goes on and on and on. But what goes up must come down.
Yes. And I think people missed a large part of this. He has not been a billionaire for a while. Mm-hmm. Nobody, everybody keeps missing that part. If you pull up the Forbes article on him, on his net worth, it says a large part. I'm going to get the quote right now. It says a large part of his. Hold on. I can't find it. What the hell did I do with it?
In any event, it's saying a large part is due to
the alcohol.
Right.
It was a large part due to the alcohol, the weed deal that he was about to have. All of those are gone. It said the bulk of his wealth was due to alcohol. That is gone. Right? And then you know how Forbes, they're not totally accurate about your net worth anyway.
If he didn't settle, y'all would still say he's guilty. I say he's guilty because I think he's guilty.
I thought he was guilty before.
Wait a minute, Chief Waha Wuha. I thought he was guilty before she brought the charges. I've been thinking that man has been guilty for 20 years because I've been studying his movements and actions. So it had nothing to do with what she said. It was just where there's smoke, there is usually fire. All right? And if you want to spend time going down the list of all of the accusations against this individual, and because we weren't in the room, if that's what you're saying, so we can't fully prove him, you sound crazy.
And he paid Cassie faster than he paid any of his artists.
That was super fast.
Yeah.
Come on.
So somebody, Mark Curry came out and said that, like, this is going to open the floodgates to more people. 50 Cent said the same thing. Like, now everybody, they saw you paid her. Everybody that he's ever had any dealings with might come out. But again, the people he just gave, they published him back to. He made them sign NDAs.
They can't. So that was a chess move on his part. Mm-hmm. Or do you think out of the kindness of his heart, he decided to give people back their publishing?
Yeah.
Diddy knows what's coming. Yeah, Jaguar look super. Oh, that wasn't for me. I'm sorry, Wahoo. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that was a chess move on his part.
Yeah. And then, you know what's crazy? I didn't realize it, but remember at that award show when he got that, like, Lifetime Achievement Award, he thanked Cassie? That wasn't odd?
Yes. He knows before anybody else knows where this case is going.
Yeah.
It's his lawyer's responsibility to say, look.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Ciroc, whatever the parent company was, they all started doing this. They all started Heisman Trophy this nigga because they know what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
So now he's got a board laid out on the moves that he can make, the moves that will trap him. And see, because he paid her, we don't know. He might have got her to sign an NDA that says, okay, you can't speak about what you think you know about Kim Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Because her and Kim Porter got close down at the end. And so Diddy might be strategically laying out so that when all of it comes down, it's only a few people who can possibly stand out. I paid all my artists. I paid Cassie quick. Get that out of the way. How many more people do I have to pay so that I am left standing?
Yeah. I think the damage to his reputation is done, though.
No, the damage to his reputation, but this is black people.
Yeah.
One thing about black people, bro, give it 6 months, he'll come out with a hot something,
you remember,
and we'll
when,
forgive him.
You remember when when they did the Surviving R. Kelly, and like every picture of R. Kelly, he just looked evil. Like
that's the propaganda and social engineering. They find all these pictures, and you got stuff going. Yeah,
yo, that's
I can see it.
Did he look down every picture with shades? And I'm like, he did that shit.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That nigga's
evil. Look what they was, and it started with OJ. They started showing you pictures of OJ. I was like, wow, I never saw that before. This nigga's a killer. You know what I mean? They make the pictures darker.
Yeah, just like, yo.
Yes, yes. What goes on behind? And so this is all a part of the game. But Diddy might have one or two moves left.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe in his pocket where he could, you know what I'm saying, maneuver something.
The silence of the industry is deafening, guys.
Oh, the silence of the industry.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I got to tell you about how my Saturday went, okay? Mm-hmm. So I've been watching the Joe Budden podcast since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I was, 2016, when it was, I'll name this podcast later, right? When it was Joe, Rory, and Marissa, right? Then they fired Marissa, then they brought Marl on. I've been, like, that long, right? So, you know, it's a part of, like, my weekly schedule, right? So I wake up, I know I got to drive, 2-hour drive to Delaware.
Yep.
I'm going to wake up, I'm, you know, play the Joe Budden podcast. Everybody's going to be pissed. You got to listen to this. But I got something to listen to on my drive. Because I obviously want to know what his take is going to be, if he's going to dance around the Diddy thing, if he's going to actually be honest, what is he going to say? And plus, the Drake project that came out, we could talk about that. So I'm refreshing, not there. I'm looking on Twitter, everybody's saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, yo, he might put this up on Patreon because he did that the last time when Drake got at him. I said, if he does this, I'm going to be upset.
Right.
Like, I'm going to really, really be upset. Drive all the way down to Delaware, nothing. Go do the whole event, nothing. Then I see something and say, oh, it's going to come out before 8 o'clock. I'm driving home now.
Right.
Made me get the Patreon and get it, listen to the whole episode, and nothing. He talks about it in a very roundabout way.
General way.
He says, y'all don't need me to come up here to say that's wrong. I'm only here for the music. I said, what?
What?
Mr. Deep Dives on Megan and Tory, on Season Envy, on Tax Store, deep dives on everything that have nothing to do with music. And all of a sudden, you just here for the music. I thought that was trash.
Yes.
And then you put it behind a paywall, and then he edited it out heavily about whatever stuff he was saying.
Mm.
I thought that was garbage.
Well, again, when you rubbing elbows with these individuals, it makes it hard. Now, again, perspective. It makes it hard for you to go, you know what I mean? That's my man. We bust down bottles.
Yeah.
We travel. I can't come out here. And so this is the quagmire that people find themselves in when you get behind. You're not behind truth. You're behind your man. You know what I mean? Whether you a religious figure or so-and-so, the real test comes in when you presented with truth or a situation that needs to be addressed and you do not address it.
Yeah.
People got on my case with the Afrika Bambaataa situation. When it first happened, niggas was like, okay, Doc, because he's in your book, you speak about. And I waited as long as I possibly could wait. Not because I was defending Afrika Bambaataa. I wanted, you know, everybody to kind of, and then I had to address that situation. It's nothing personal. This is what I see. And it would make me look crazy if I didn't. That's cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. That's me saying, or me creating something which I'm riding with my man, forget about truth. And that's the world we live in. There are religious figures right now that you know in your heart, y'all down with what? And you still got to ride with.
Yeah.
There are presidential candidates or presidents that you know.
And then there are influencers.
And then there are influencers.
Yeah,
no matter what you hear about them, they're dirty. You refuse to budge because it's not about truth. And that's where we are in today's society. And I can tell by most people's response to something.
Mm-hmm.
You could get something laid straight down the middle and go, yeah, this, that, and wow. If I'm unbiased, I can go, yeah, that is a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I still go, oh, no, well, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? And that's where we are in society. We are not a society that wants to pursue truth in that sense. We are in that society because if you get arrested for doing something crazy, I'm in court like, nah.
That's true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
True.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right? And so we all have a threshold that we're willing. Some is very quick.
Mm-hmm.
You get people to bust you down if you mention a certain influencer or a guru or conscious community, a Heru or whatever the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or their president. You know what I mean? How dare you?
Yeah.
And so, because they're personally attached to it, so it's no different with Diddy. If you've been traveling the world with Diddy, busting bottles, yeah, getting money with Diddy, you ain't got nothing to say about Diddy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I blame you.
But you know, it's just weird that the position, Joe backed himself into a corner in, because he has been talking about independence, speaking truth, with all of these things. He tries to, and then now, it came at your front door, like,
and
now what?
You can't speak truth when I'm paying you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
And this is part of the quagmire we find ourselves in. I can't be down with revolt. And then I got to speak about what I see.
Yep.
And revolt is cutting my checks.
Yo, bro.
That's what paying social media is all about. That's what all these sponsorship. That's why a lot of these alcohol and drink champs, people got out in front of that and put their liquor on the table and said, I'm your boss.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
That's strategic. We know you about to be a big podcast and people going to come up here. You make sure you keep looking at that Ciroc bottle or that Armadale bottle.
Give a big check to Howard.
You make sure you keep looking at that to ensure, because every time I get ready to go off, you know what I see? YouTube. Just keep it in the bin with you.
Yeah.
Every time I want to go all the way in, YouTube is like this.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Yeah.
I fucking dare you, black guy. Right? It just is what, how many of us, at least we're trying to be transparent about it. You know what I mean? So no, if I'm cutting you checks, you better not be up here talking crazy about me.
Yeah, yeah. So and the backlash that Joe got was so bad, he's even threatening taking his whole show on Patreon.
Yeah, he's probably been thinking about that anyway.
I get it. We get it.
Yeah, I get it.
We get it. We get
it. Trust me, I get it. And he has the swag and following to do that.
Yeah.
We did that and was like, just like, Malcolm, keep renewing, because they probably rushing it. They're probably going to bust the server down with all the people keep coming in. You make sure we and you's like, no, nah, everything is good. Bing! Well, then one person, all right. Right, just keep it coming.
Yeah.
And so, but he has more of a following.
Yeah.
And so, let's just call it what it is. A lot of these cream, corporations rule everything around me. Cream get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't see revolutionary rappers and activists no more. You can't be an activist and you work for Fox TV. That's like an oxymoron.
Yo, dude.
How?
Yeah, like, you see when, again, you saw, we talked about Daily Wire with Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro. Like, everything is free speech. We need free speech. But as soon as she talks about Israel.
Oh, whoa. It ain't that free.
Right? Like, whoa. I cut your checks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always see things like that.
Oh, thank you, Ascendant God. I got a haircut. You know, I do that from time to time. Yeah, but
you
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You see it with just politicians and actors all the time. Like, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, I got caught doing something
Mama
greasy.
Don, please make that T-shirt. Cream, corporations rule everything around
that
me.
That might have to be a T-shirt.
Because it is evident.
Yeah, that might have to be
a
T-shirt.
And that was a part of the hip-hop takeover. And the athletes were easy because, you know, they always sponsoring sneakers and Pepsi and all that stuff anyway. But when they got the rappers to say, look, ain't no more money out here selling records. Mm-hmm. You might as well get down with us, but shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because you can't speak your piece. Speaking your piece comes at a price, guys.
Absolutely.
Look what happened to Kanye West.
Absolutely.
Deacon Dot and Minister Malcolm.
I like it.
So before we go to commercial break, I want to reiterate before some of you get in your emotions. I did not say the Andre 3000 shit wasn't dope.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another nigga playing a flute if you remove his name. That is all I am saying. All right? But I'm saying because his name was attached to it, I got to always slow this thing down, Malcolm. Because his name was attached to it, you made it seem like it was more than what it was. And that's influence, and that's not necessarily music. Unless you are a flutologist and can tell me that the bars he's dropping are crazy, it's really just another.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious if you like are really like into flutes, like how could, because this is one like one classical like piano song that I play all the time, and I heard somebody else play it and it infuriated me. Like I was like, yes, he's playing it like a monkey. Like why is he
playing
it? Oh my, because he's doing that. Like you know what I'm saying? I got like real bougie and uppity. So if you are like really into flute music, let us know.
Let us know so I can kind of put that in the proper perspective. But it still is non. You know,
NPC music,
NPC music, non player, yeah. You know, music. And so, with that being said,
yes, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back.
So real quick, want to reiterate, it is 40% off on the site. We didn't get a chance to change the commercial.
The commercial. It's 40%.
It is 40% off.
Hurry up and buy.
Yeah, shopurbanx.com, 40% off.
Hurry up and buy right now. Hurry up and buy.
Yes. And support Chanel, Sending Infinite Goddess.
Absolutely.
And if you want free courses on podcasting, book writing, t-shirt prints, and all that stuff, go to blackfamilybiz.com.
Blackfamilybiz.com.
Yes.
You can go ahead and get that free. Absolutely free. There's no trickery.
Nah, it's free.
All you no need is email. Hidden agendas.
Nope.
You could just take it.
You could just take it.
For free.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hold you there.
Yeah.
I'm going in and I'm going to take the course.
As you should.
As soon as I see some bullshit,
I'm saying.
I knew it.
As you should. Just take it.
God damn it. Nah, they are absolutely free.
Somebody said they don't see your hoodie. It's because these are sold out.
These are sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to just wear something. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have an auction up here. I got a box of one-of-ones.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put the Urban X Cash App up there.
Okay.
And be like, yo, we're taking 25 for this. All right. You Cash App. Bing. We did it come through? It cleared. Bing. That is yours. Leave your address.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got a box sitting around of one-of-ones.
One-of-ones, some nice stuff, too.
Yeah, nice stuff. One-of-ones, embroidered stuff, all kind of stuff. And we'll do that where you can kind of, you know, get it.
So let's get to some more stuff.
We'll do it like what do they call that show? Urban. It's 47 seconds left. And as you can see, this shirt right here.
Yeah, this with the spinning thing.
With the spinning thing. Home Shopping Network, it is available at the Homeboy Shopping Network. You can get that.
Thanks.
Who do we have on the line? Hello, I need to get my credit card. No, man, we don't take, gotta have a Cash App. I don't even know what a Cash App is. Yeah. Yep.
So, first off, let's talk about Snoop, because he made news last week. He said he's giving up smoke. I knew it was some bull.
Malcolm said immediately, this is a part of a ploy.
This is a rollout for something.
Yep.
I thought it was edible or something. But no, he is promoting a smokeless stove.
Yes. It's a nice smokeless stove, too, now. Because, side note, be careful cooking them fried turkeys on your porch.
Oh, facts. Yeah.
I saw a video. I mean, I always knew, but I saw a video. No, so motherfucker's house was burning down.
No, because I saw some dude do it. You're supposed to put the turkey in with the fire off, then turn on the fire.
That's not how my man do it. My man Dave has been doing turkeys every year in the hood.
That's how the hood get burnt down.
But what he do, he negotiate with the...
That's how the hood get burned down.
And then he dropped that bitch.
There was a major fire in Atlanta the other day.
Yes, yes.
Big building.
People was messing with fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah. That's crazy. Like, your whole life could be turned upside down between some idiots.
Some negligence. Yeah.
Damn.
But let's get back to Snoop.
Yes.
So this was, and see how many people jumped out ahead of that?
Yeah,
I'm going to stop smoking too. I'm going to stop smoking. You know what I mean? All kind of people jumping out there.
This is what's wrong with our society right now.
Mm-hmm.
We jump on everything. We try to steal the shine, or we try to hop on to somebody's thing. It was everybody. Meek talking about he stopping smoking. Coi Leray, I think she talked about she going to stop smoking after Thanksgiving. Everybody talking about stopping smoking. And it wasn't even that. Y'all don't read nothing. Y'all don't use your brains, your own brains for nothing.
To disseminate information to go, let me sit on this for a minute. First of all, if it takes Snoop Dogg to say that for you to be triggered, then you really got a lot of work to do. You know what I mean? Not saying he can't trigger you, and but come on. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm immediately said, bruh, this don't even, because it just came out of the clear blue. You know what I mean? And so,
and
now,
then he said, I didn't give up smoking. He said, I'm giving up smoke.
And so now, Meek Mill got to be held to that.
Yeah.
And then whoever else, you got to, hey, it's your mission now. Carry it out.
Dude, man, I'm just, this whole like monkey see, monkey do era that we live in, it's like, it's frustrating to watch.
It is. I need to get off social media.
No, this week, I'm off.
I need to get off social media.
This week, I think I'm off.
I need to get off this shit for good. I really do.
It's bad, bro.
I love you guys. I need to get off this shit. Did you see, Shook got a new podcast.
Yeah.
And he made some incriminating statements about Snoop.
Oh.
Yeah. Allegedly. That's it. Obviously, allegedly.
Obviously, allegedly.
I need a new one from Leslie. Yeah. Obviously, allegedly. Right? We'll do allegedly and then obviously, allegedly. Yeah. Right? Suge allegedly said he paid $6 million
mm-hmm.
to make the murder case of Snoop go away.
No, he didn't.
Include no traces of evidence whatsoever.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, this is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, yes, he did. Like, don't quote Black Dot, because, you know,
30%.
I killed 75 people last week.
But it was one 75-year-old.
75 people I killed, you know, last week, so... No, but I did read that.
Oh.
But if you was paying attention, you knew that already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The weapons out of the evidence,
mm-hmm.
all the weapons, the main, all gone. How? That's an inside job with Mackie and them boys. And Snoop's life has been great ever since.
It's been amazing.
And so I could see why Snoop could really have a problem with Suge with Snoop in the grand scheme of things, because, dude, do you know what I did? You know what I mean? Mm. All of these things are going to start to come out.
Yo, listen. And we are such in a weird place right now as, like, just Black entertainment. I'll say that.
Yes.
Not concerned about white entertainment, but just Black entertainment. You're watching podcasts. You're watching entertainers reach for straws when it comes to content. They are going... for anything that'll stick. And then you're seeing our Black entertainers, our Black elites get exposed with just the wildest stuff. Diddy's a prime example of it, right?
Yes.
I think he's first in a long line of stuff that's about to come out. That's just Malcolm.
Yeah, I think the podcast is called Collect Call or something.
Oh, that's actually dope.
Yeah.
It's actually fire.
And if anybody who knows, it's him.
Yeah. Yeah, and people, and they just kind of just letting it go. I don't know, man. We're in a weird spot. That's crazy, though.
Speaking of weird YouTube things, Hassan Campbell, breaking news, has been shot.
All right.
And so where do we go from here with this, Matt?
Okay, so this is full transparency. Yesterday, I just happened to be thinking about Hassan, randomly, right? Pause, if applicable.
Okay. All right.
Because, again, I'm thinking about just content and where we're going. And I said, like, what? I haven't heard about Hassan. He ain't beefing with nobody. He ain't, you know, I haven't heard.
Kind of quiet.
Yeah, it's kind of quiet. What's going to be the thing going into 2024 with Hassan? Like, what's he about to do? Next thing I know, no bullshit, I see a video, Hassan got shot. I says, no way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So I see videos of him. He's in Bronx River Projects. Yelling at the camera. He got a camera set up in the middle of the projects. I don't know what that's about. Right?
Okay.
How would I, like, if you walking out your building, you see somebody screaming into a phone, what is your thoughts?
This nigga crazy. Okay. For starters, in the middle of projects.
Okay, right.
But if he's from that hood, you know, people get their content from different places.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, odd. And then what he's yelling into the phone about, he's talking about, like, how everybody care about Cassie getting her money when I got violated, when I was living here by Afrika Bambaataa, and nobody care about what I went through or none of the young boys here, what we went through here. And I just thought that was... odd.
That's a weird correlation.
Yeah. I just thought that was odd. And then my brain went to, well, Bam ain't got that kind of money.
Yeah,
right?
Bam ain't got no Bam not a billionaire.
Right.
Because if he was, trust me, you probably would have got your money already. Or, you know, just to make these things go away or whatever the case may be.
Right. So okay, then I thought about, why is he even in Bronx? Because don't he got a house somewhere? Like, why did he go back there? And then I saw bottles get thrown. I don't know where it came from because there wasn't no cameras. I didn't see that. Then he's talking about, come down here. I got my knife on me. Then you in the projects. You talking about your knife? I'd shoot you too.
He should know. That's like wearing, what's some shoes I wear? Odyssey got me right now.
The Crocs.
That's like me wearing Crocs. And I'm talking mad ish in the hood.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, that's equivalent to having on Crocs.
You know what I'm saying?
Uggs. You know, yeah.
And then
a knife.
Something happens. More yelling into the camera. More yelling at up top to the window. Camera cuts. Now, this is a live show. This is a live video. Camera cuts. Jump cut. And then the next video, he's in. The next scene, he's in the car.
Wait. Hold on. I didn't know you could edit live videos.
I didn't know that either.
I thought live videos is live. It's like... So now you can cut, edit live videos? Or did he start the live over? Like, he was live. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
He was live.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, shots rang out. He hit live again as he's... Yeah. So it's like a continued live.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. And okay. Again, this is why Malcolm is confused. And then he's with his man. He's shot. He's with his man. He's driving.
Maybe his man didn't have a license, Malcolm.
So, full transparency again, I thought this whole thing was made up for a while. But then I saw a video just now, him in the hospital bed, bullet fragment. He said they pulled that out of me. His man is next to him sleeping. You know, and
where's his wife?
I don't know.
Where's his family?
I don't know what's going on.
So,
I don't know what's happening.
Let me run this through my head movies. Either he has enough money to pull off a set, because, you know, you go to some, you know, you maybe somewhere in New York you can rent out like a movie set, like a hospital bed or something. I don't know. Or he actually got shot. You see what I'm saying?
But, okay, again.
You could say he shot himself. Damn, to shoot yourself for ratings, bro.
I don't think he shot himself.
Because that would be crazy.
Well, what if his man did it, 22? Like, just like, yo, just, you know, he got enough meat on his arm.
Dude, the mob.
He got enough meat on his
arm.
That's
some mob shit. I saw that in Training Day.
You know, like, he got a...
Denzel and them pulled that shit off in Training Day. And come through the door, you know what I'm saying? This is how we gonna run that.
I don't know, like,
he can take a little flesh wound.
He can take a little... He kind of big.
So ratings...
You heard what Offset said, man. They do anything for clout, man. I don't know.
Ratings?
I don't... Do you guys see my confusion? Why Malcolm is confused?
I could see how the whole story is confused. Now, we...
And then it's Saturday or Sunday morning. It's people outside. You get what I'm saying?
It is Saturday.
So, again, if people know you in the hood, people know Hassan Campbell in Bronx River Project, I'd probably be recording. I don't see no footage of behind the camera, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just me.
Okay, so I'm going to surmise because, you know, we're podcasting, then he'll see this and he'll do 3 hours on us.
True that.
Fuck the new, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I really don't want that kind of smoke. Unless it's going to raise the ratings, I don't want that kind of smoke. So I'm going to surmise he got shot.
Okay. I'm just explaining my confusion.
No, it's a very, very compelling argument you're making. You're in the projects with a knife, with a camera, yelling at people, somebody throw a bottle. You tell them, I got a knife. That'll get you shot anywhere.
It would.
Never bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah.
Then you're live. And then you're not live. And then you live again and you drive it on your way to the hospital. Then.
Like, why is your man not driving? I don't know.
Then you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, this is the bullet, man. They try to take the guard out. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's not,
I mean,
funny. It's not funny.
I don't know,
it's,
but
it's not funny.
Somebody said you can't edit clips live. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Bobby Bill, I didn't know that. So, you know, I.
And we've been live for 435 shows. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this is what
we like jump cuts. Like, we have a switcher and we're inside. He was outside. He don't got a switcher.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of work to have all that kind of equipment we got. So what do we say? Do we say get well? I mean, get well, son?
Yeah, facts. You know, I did see him in the hospital. So
get well.
Get well. He is trending
so
right now on Twitter.
Before people tell you to come at Urban X, we don't want no smoke. We're already beefing with 50 and Fat Joe
facts.
And other people. We facts. Don't want to add you to that list because, you know, it could really
get
ugly. You know what I mean? So we don't want to do that. So we're going to say get well.
Definitely get well.
Huh, son?
All right.
Anywho.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
But what I will say, guys, is if you do watch him, if you are a fan of him, I do think you guys should encourage him to get help.
Yes.
All seriousness.
Truth.
All seriousness.
Truth.
So Meg got dissed.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion. So her ex-boyfriend, Partisan Fontaine, a.k.a. Party.
Okay, he was her boyfriend before the fame?
No.
During the fame?
Yeah.
So how did she start sleeping with Terrain?
So this is before that. I mean, after that.
After that, she been with homie?
Yes. So the last, like, 3 years, I guess.
Okay.
Two years,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, all right.
So Party, he has been writing for Cardi.
He's Cardi's main writer.
He has music on his own. I didn't really like his album too much. It was okay. He's from like upstate New York. So they've been dating. And during the whole Megan Thee Stallion Tory thing, when a lot of this stuff was coming out about Meg, it seemed like he was riding with Meg. Like, yo,
he was
beefing with Tory online. He was beefing with DaBaby.
That's my girl. That's right. Right. Yeah, I'm holding him down.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know. And then Meg, she came out with the song Cobra when she was talking about her depression, her mental state. And then she alluded to him getting head in the bed that she slept in. So everybody said, you got head. You cheated on Meg in her bed in her house because you broke, even though he has Grammys because he's a writer. He has money. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So okay. They just kind of assumed. He puts out a song. It's a 4-minute song. And he called her everything. Like, he basically said that this woman is a horrible woman. She's a liar. I found out about all the dudes she was sleeping with when y'all found out about all the dudes she was sleeping with. When I asked her in her face, she swore on her mom's grave that she didn't sleep with these dudes. She had me in the same room with these dudes. She had
shaking these dudes' hands.
Yeah, it was bad, bro. It was really, really like scathing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, but people were coming at him and saying it's sassy of him. As the man, you're supposed to just kind of take that. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to, you don't have to defend yourself. You're supposed
take
to
what?
Just, whatever she was saying about him
okay.
and all stuff right. like that. You're supposed to just take that, you know, blah, blah, blah. From what I heard, it just sounded like that was a lot of pent-up frustration. Mm-hmm. And then he just kind of, you know, it'd be that one thing, you just let it all out. That's mm-hmm. what that was. That's what that song was for him. Like, he heard the line alluding to him, and people just kind of, he was like, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm saying my truth. And then he just blacked out. I think Meg's career and reputation has taken a really, really bad hit as well.
Yes, yes. It could be over for her at this specific point.
Oh, he has a feminist tattoo. I thought he was corny for that. Yeah, I've always thought he was corny too.
That's a feminist?
Feminist tattoo. Like, it's weird.
Okay, all right.
It's weird.
Right.
It's like you're pandering, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First of all, when you date these industry women...
Yeah.
First of all, you have to understand they're industry women.
Yeah.
And I'm not painting a broad brush, but we got stories about Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Before.
Allegedly.
Obviously, allegedly. Right? So, meaning there is no, I'm just using that as a scale.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if you are a non-industry person or you're an industry person coming in and you... You have to already know her body count could
yeah.
possibly, probably, more than likely be high. And not just high with Joe from UPS and niggas you ain't never gonna see in your life. If you run across this nigga and you look him up and down, and that, oh, that's your accent. No. Niggas who like Grammy Award winning niggas. Niggas who got Oscars and shit. Hey, girl, did you see the way Michael Jordan hugged Mary J. Blige? Yeah. He didn't hug her like, hey, he hugged her like, girl. Damn, where you been? Oh, what's up, my nigga? Yeah, whatever. He hugged up like...
That's you?
And I've been on both ends of it. I've been on the end with like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right. Oh, man, she's wonderful.
You got a good one.
You got a real good one there, my nigga. And then I've been the goofy nigga on the other side like, oh, that's just your boyfriend. Why don't y'all just catch up with each other? You know? I know it's been a while because y'all probably been talking and everything. I've been on both sides of that shit. So I know. You know what I'm saying? Most niggas have been on both sides. Yeah. And then there's the... I wonder if, I don't know how, because certain niggas are smooth with it. Hey, girl, it's good to see you again. Nice to see you, champ. And you're like, the way that nigga said that, and then you don't know, you just don't know. So I've done some shit to some women you wouldn't do to a horse, nigga. So you don't know, you really don't know to what extreme me and her are connected, nigga.
You watch, I always think about Soul Food. Remember that scene where he got him in jail. He said, "I called her." He called her like Daisy. He said, "That's what we called her."
That's what we called her.
He said, "Yeah, she had this move, but
she
a good one for you though."
Yeah, for you though. I was like, one time I was on the headbath, swung down into the shit. The shit we used to do,
jeez.
And so. With celebrities.
Cola, that's it. Cola, I called it Cola.
Celebrities is even crazier.
Yeah.
And so you can't compete with that.
Right.
I can't see you and Jay-Z or Diddy or Usher or Chris Brown hug you, and I'm just the nigga from UPS. I can't compete with that, because now you want to settle down and get serious.
Yeah.
And you want a regular life. And so just looking at it from his perspective, he in the industry meeting all these niggas, and she might have been on her way up, had to do some things. You know what I mean? And now she want to get all settled down, and he keep asking her, did you? Nah, of course not. It's my friend.
Yeah.
How could you even say, nah, I'm not accusing you? Because I know how you accuse me every guy we meet. Then they start crying and shit. Because every guy we meet, I can't keep going through this with you. I love you. It's me and three other guys I was with way back. And they never count any relationship that don't go 6 months. That shit don't count.
Yeah.
She meet a nigga 2 weeks, that shit pop up. They never count none of that shit. Yep. So her celebrity body count, Megan Thee Stallion, because if I'm a celebrity dude, I'm like, Megan Thee Stallion, let's see what that stallion part is about. You know what I mean? And so, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
So then he got frustrated and spit it all out.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Usher situation with Keke Palmer.
Oh.
All right?
Geez.
I'm at home with the babies. Shut the fuck up. I'm watching TV, and all of a sudden, there's my boo being serenaded by a nigga I can't compete with.
Yeah.
I can't compete with Usher. I'm home with the baby. So this is the mindset, because this is about our ego.
Yeah.
This is why men can't accept the fact that their women or their main chick gave that shit up to somebody else.
Whore.
You whore of Babylon. Even though we just came from the club, nigga. Yeah. I might have knocked out a 4-5 like, not the same.
When did this become a whorehouse?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's just how niggas think. And that's why niggas lose it.
Yeah.
Because we know the shit we've done. Oh, right? That's our own guilt being projected. Fellas, right now, just think about your lady. You love her, man. She's spreading them ass cheeks for some other nigga. Spreading them shits, too. And a nigga working that shit the way you used to work it back in the days when y'all was getting together. Now you think you ain't got to do that no more.
Oh, my
and shit,
God.
Just think about that shit. All right?
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up, son. And just the visual of that shit in your head movies. Get that shit out of my fucking... That shit better come out my ear right now. Get that shit out of my fucking head movies. So just imagine celebrity niggas putting her in songs and shit. You know what I mean? Yo, me and that, I treated that stallion like a horse. Yeah. That. And you know, one of this nigga Drake talking about, you know what I'm saying? Kiki, are you riding? Anybody know who he's talking about? He can't do that. That's not good, man. That's not good, man.
Jesus.
No. I'm all in my feelings right now. That's not a good look.
Goodness.
That's not a good look.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yo, some other news. I heard Andrew Reese got suspended due to low GPA.
Well, I'm hearing
conflicting reports.
Conflicting reports.
I heard she came out and said that wasn't true.
She's saying that's not true.
I heard she got benched due to her attitude issues.
It could be a number of things. First of all, her coach is a stickler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a celebrity in her own right.
Right.
Success breeds a certain level of comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
These NIL deals, which are a gift and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to love college athletes because these kids was playing like their life depended on it.
Because it did.
Because it did.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
When I signed, she signed with Puma.
Yeah.
Or somebody, you know.
Was it? No, it wasn't Puma. It was Reebok.
Reebok.
With Iverson.
With Iverson and Shaq.
Yeah.
And so she got the money now. She got the fame and celebrity now. Yeah. Not knocking her. I'm saying it's just a natural response at time to come to practice on some celebrity.
And it's just more pressure.
And it's more pressure.
Like,
but
you know
the coach is like, put that behind us.
Yeah.
Did they win last year?
They won it, yeah.
Right, they won it all.
Yeah.
And so that level of success coming in, like, I'm really getting my money, this and that. And your coach really don't care about any of that. Your coach is like, let's go on to the next. They lost the opening game that they probably should have won.
They should have.
And so she may be having issues now. Her mother and another one of the players' mother
yeah, was going at
it. We're going back and forth, which is weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be having an alliance with us against them.
Yeah.
And so we're going at it back and forth. So it could have been a 2.0, but since when a 2.0 is stopping you from playing?
How the LSU game, they don't got nerds on deck doing their homework for them.
Yeah. That's my point.
Everyone watch Blue Mountain that. State. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we got nerds.
Yeah.
We got our own personal nerds that do my work for me.
Yeah, so I don't want to assume that it was the GPA, but the GPA, you don't just get a 1.9 unless you're not focused.
I mean, you're
that
not
means she
nothing.
Had a 1.9 when she got there.
That's a fact.
And you still accepted her, but now that the spotlight is on them from winning, she has to maintain. But them coaches, them teachers all in on it.
Yeah.
This is our moneymaker.
Yeah.
We can't have her not out here playing. So turn that 1.9 into a 2.8. That's respectable.
You know what I'm saying?
And keep it moving. So I want to know what you guys think. Is there some other layers?
I saw this guy. He did a video on Instagram. And it was like back in the day when there was no NIL. And he was just like, yeah, man, I'm just trying to get my family out. I'm just working, you know what I mean? Hopefully I can do it. And then it's like after the NIL, he said, yeah, Ben, I'm just working, I'm on to the next game. So what about college and NFL? He goes, yeah, I might do that.
Exactly.
Like, you know, maybe college, you know, I might go to the NFL, but you know, I'm doing all right right now. I'm doing all right.
Exactly.
So I might
do that. Chips is up. Yeah. They booting your man Shador's car at Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Got a boot on his Bentley.
Yeah.
And they said the tickets that they're giving the coaching staff. Well, who does that? Isn't this the coaching staff?
That's foul.
That's foul, yeah, that's on Colorado's part.
Yeah, that's foul.
You know what I mean? You know who Cardis is.
Yeah.
Y'all supposed to look the other way with that. So, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Supposed to come with fringe benefits.
That's supposed to come with fringe benefits.
Benefits, B.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, side note. We have a new video in.
Oh, yes. And so in the membership, in the Enlightenment courses, right? So Ani Asoro, he put together a whole sports betting.
He put together the
Gematria
sports
lesson.
Betting,
yes.
Gematria lesson to show you how to bet on these games.
Yes, it's in the membership
right now.
Go check that out.
And so it's an hour and 15 minutes. He said he really packed it in for you guys. We just dropped it in there today. So go ahead and get to that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes.
We gotta take a commercial break.
Yeah, let's take a commercial break. We'll come back.
I got some just nerd stuff, not nerd in a sense of comic book, but like tech stuff to talk about when we get back.
Okay, yeah, we'll get on some tech stuff.
Whole soccer. So we'll be right back. Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back. And we are back. 40% off right now.
ShopUrbanX.com. 40%
off. 40% off. Black Friday now.
Yes, it's happening. It's going down.
It's going down right now.
And thank you, B Hall, for that.
B Hall, we thank you so much for your generous contribution
to the show. We appreciate that.
And everybody's contributions that have made to this show.
Absolutely.
This show runs off your contributions.
Absolutely.
We like PBS. Shit. You remember PBS? No, mm-hmm. You don't remember?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I used to watch PBS. Come on.
Yeah, just saying.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Be careful what you say, Mike. Where were you the night of 19th of November?" I don't remember that.
19th of November.
I was driving home. It was Odyssey's birthday.
That was Odyssey's birthday.
Odyssey's 22.
Bro. She's Deuce.
Odyssey's 22.
She did a nice photo shoot. I don't know if you saw it online.
Listen, I've muted Odyssey on Instagram because I can't, man. That's Odyssey. Like, you know.
It is Odyssey.
I can't do it. I can't.
But it's very classy.
It is, but
it's
no. Classy.
It's your little sister.
Yeah, no. Yeah, nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
It is nice.
I have issues. I have issues.
Yeah.
But this story is an interesting story if you're into the AI stuff. Okay, so the ChatGPT is created by a company called OpenAI, right? So their CEO is Sam Altman. He got fired over the weekend randomly.
OpenAI.
Yes, they fired their CEO. The board decided to drop him. It was a unanimous vote. They decided to fire him. He said he just found out through an email like 2 minutes before it actually happened.
Wow.
Like, before it just kind of hit the airwaves.
Wow.
Right? Microsoft owns 49% of OpenAI,
mm-hmm.
right? They didn't know. They were against it as well.
Wow.
Okay? So that happened. Everybody, the whole tech world is going crazy. Oh, my gosh. So apparently, there was a beef between Sam Altman, who's the CEO, and the board because Sam Altman, he's down to just get money. However we can use this ChatGPT and this technology to make money.
That's the one who got fired?
Yes.
Okay.
He is doing it. He has subscriptions. He is leaving the API open so other companies can use the technology for their own chatbots.
So they can make their own things.
So they can make their own things. And he grew that company's valuation to $80 billion.
Mm.
They launched last November.
Sheesh.
Okay, so just think about that. Now, his board, they are nervous about the capabilities of AI, what it can do to the overall society.
To humanity.
They're not really trying to be as capitalistic about it. He's trying to get that money. They're like, yo, we need to probably slow down.
Okay, so this is a very good argument.
Yes.
A very good argument.
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is. Okay. Right? So they oust him. Whole bunch of backlash from everybody. Backlash from the OpenAI company, like the employees, because like it was such a weird situation how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
So then they try to backtrack. They try to bring him back. They try to bring Sam Altman back to the company.
Mm.
Something happens to where it was another one of the co-founders. He's another board member. He steps down with Sam. He goes, "We both out." Then they get jobs. I'm skipping a bunch of parts, but then they get jobs at Microsoft. Microsoft brings in them and say, "We're going to create a whole new AI subdivision for them specifically."
Sheesh.
Yeah. So now like 75% of OpenAI's staff is threatening to leave to go to think, because Microsoft said, "Y'all got jobs here."
And Microsoft owns 49%. So that's a move in which Microsoft is getting ready to take over the whole company.
That's going
to
be a hostile takeover.
That's a hostile takeover.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. I own 49%, and now your main player, and now his boy come over to me, and I create a division for them.
Yep.
And now 75% of the staff, they're in trouble. Listen, so they might as well sell. So now capitalism is what's going to drive this thing.
Yes.
So it sounds like the board just thought about the potential of how dangerous this can get.
Yeah, so the new OpenAI CEO, he was on an interview recently just talking about the capabilities of AI, how he's scared of it. He's like, yo, like, this could, like, he said, we're creating a technology that's learning from us and itself, and it's just going to speed up the learning
dangerous.
Fast. It's just like the cycle is just going to happen really, really fast yes. on how... You know, he was like, knowledge is power, and it can be dangerous power if, you know, if left to...
No, that is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, something that continues to learn as it's going. First of all, niggas stop learning when they 12.
Right.
I mean, now we got a smartphone. We dummies with smartphones. Everything is kind of done for us. But something that can continue to learn and learn and learn and learn is dangerous. And then,
I was looking at some of, like, the improvements, the upgrades that's happened in the ChatGPT. It's scary.
It is scary.
It's scary. It's
the stuff that you can do now. But see, I told y'all, this is one step before. And this is just me. This is to slow down your own ability to hit fifth dimension where these things can manifest in thin air. They say fifth dimension as you think it, so it is. So this is sort of like a hack. So as the planet, I'm getting them. You mm-hmm. just got your nerd, and I'm getting yeah. my metaphysical.
I like
one,
it. I like it.
Right. And so as we shift into another dimension, those who are ready and be able to manifest in real time what you want, imagine you shut your own ability off to do that. Sort of like a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't arduously investigate, research, and you just tell Siri, "Do this."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so forth. So in a weird way, we cut our own ability off by having our real responsibilities delegated
right.
to an outsource when internally we are the source, but we can't reach that fifth dimensional plateau because we've given up our sovereign right to do so. If that makes any kind of sense to anybody out there, you know?
So... Ignorance and stuff, if you're into the AI stuff in the tech world, whole Silicon Valley thing.
Well, you ain't going to have no choice in a minute.
Yeah, I foresee a lot of shows and movies coming out of this situation happening right now because mm-hmm. I do think something crazy is about to flip, especially with Microsoft having their own
yes.
subdivisions that they made. Like, they just magically got jobs and positions for y'all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come over here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Come over here and we write you what is called the blank check.
Yep.
To do whatever the hell, we don't know what you're doing in here.
Yeah.
Just do it. You know what I mean? Yep. Them people of that who are that technologically advanced, you just cut them a blank check. You don't micromanage yeah. them. You don't tell them. I know you go here. Just make it happen.
Yeah. Somebody said Skynet coming soon. Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and like I said, Microsoft already owned 49% already. So right. they just, that sounds like a hostile takeover to me.
Yeah, sounds like a hostile takeover to me.
Crazy.
I wanted to kind of speak on Tasha K's full interview with Bilal.
So she put it up on YouTube?
Yeah, it was up on YouTube, 1 hour and 55 minutes. Boy, she put a lot of commercials in there, like every 3 minutes. Goddamn.
She got money to pay back, bro.
Jeez. Anywho. And now they got them commercials. You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't skip past those commercials.
Yeah, it's like skip and it's another one.
Oh, yeah, so, you know, you gotta watch that shit. Yeah. So do we have those?
We do.
Yeah. We have those in there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
sorry.
Watch the replay. We have the unskippable ones.
I think so.
Okay. All right. You gonna watch them commercials.
Yeah.
Anyway, a very interesting interview when you got the the broadband, and he said still within this time frame, he's talking 40 years of information. He can't divulge it all. But some of the things that I felt were interesting was that he said, and this is allegedly, that Will Smith beat Jada ass so bad that they had to build a makeshift hospital in their home to surgically and, you know, just kind of give her the space to heal and grow. She needed all kind of cosmetic. He came home and found Mark Anthony wailing on his wife.
Oh my gosh.
On their couch. And so he lost it.
Mm.
And this is just according to him. And, you know, so now Will can never have that get out. And he, according to Bilal, feels that that became the turning point when the leverage switched over to her from him. Meaning she had everything she needed now to hold this over his head, because he would never want that kind of information to get out. He also mentioned that the turning point where he allegedly feels that Will became bisexual was 6 degrees of separation. Now, first of all, he's been with Benny Medina and Quincy Jones and them got the role. Professor Griff broke all that stuff down. But in preparation for the 6 degrees of separation, the role, they had him watch a lot of gay porn, allegedly, and go to like foreign countries to a lot of gay shows to kind of get into character, so to speak. And he thinks the overindulgence of that, along with them probably at the same time testing your gangster, so to speak,
okay,
to find out what it is you're willing and unwilling to do, became the point where he realized he liked that. And so that became a part of his lifestyle, according to Bilal. I'm not making any of this stuff up. And so he mentioned that. He also mentioned to be in their circle, what Jada would make you do is check yourself into a drug rehab center, even though you weren't on drugs. She'll tell you, go into this room, and in my coat pocket is a bunch of money. I want you to take it. And we're filming you. All right. So now you got that. Here, go take my credit card. Go shopping for yourself. This and that. Then report the card stolen. But I don't want to press charges. And so those things gives her leverage so that if you're in their mix and you ever decide to come out against them, all they got to do is go, look, this person is obviously strung out on drugs. Look, they're robbing us. We didn't want to let this information out about this particular individual. And it
that's ingenious,
quickly
yeah.
discredits, let alone probably some other compromising things that you have to do in those situations. So that is a part of, and that ties back into the Diddy situation with the Cassie, you know, on tape with a bunch of guys and this and that. That can also be used as leverage, among other things. And so, you know, it was I felt it was a very, I felt him to be genuine.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt Bilal to be genuine in his information. Because what he said in his book that's coming out, he got QR codes after every chapter that you can scan that goes through all of his receipts. Phone conversations with redacted numbers, this, that. So he went very methodical in the way his book is going to come out. And so it's a unique situation.
Goodness. Okay. Why is everybody weird? Like, why did everybody into this weird stuff, right? Like, all the celebrities, right?
I'm not sure if that is a protocol, because I spoke about this years ago, of Hollywood, of Hollywood, Congress, high ranking. That's all Epstein did. Was get you in compromising situations that you didn't know about. That was his original come up as a teacher or something. You know what I mean? And so that may just be the protocols that was put in place by J. Edgar Hoover, because that's what neutralized Dr. King, allegedly. Right? And so that may just Hugh Hefner, you know what I mean, doing it on his end, who probably was a CIA agent, in my humble opinion. And so that part of the game is to ensure that these things don't get out to the general public beyond one or two people who we can make look crazy, make look like they're on drugs, or make them look deranged. And so majority of the people will just dismiss these stories as what they are. But right. time will tell all, as Lucky Sky Diamond, you know what I'm saying? And it will all be revealed. And so stay tuned for some crazy, crazy things to come out about some prominent people.
All right.
You're listening to the
Somebody said he's definitely a chatty patty. Oh, yeah, he's chatty patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the Army now, you don't have to need, you don't have to have the vax anymore.
So now you want me to come back to the Army?
Yeah, they're trying to get people to come back now.
You thought your positioning was so airtight that we was gonna do it regardless. A lot of teachers quit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nurses quit. A lot of Army people quit. And I'm not sure they saw that coming.
Yeah, I told you. Like, it just feels like just like how they're moving. It's just like they weren't like fully confident in, you know, like after the initial rollout, like they were surprised, especially like even with the whole Israel thing. Like, they people are not just falling for the propaganda.
No, not people are not falling in line the way they used to. Yeah. Like, this automatic, just fall in line, believe whatever it is they say. People are coming online, and I want y'all to be. Applaud yourselves for the ones who are going, I'm a part of the few who are just, you know, collectively, we're just not accepting what we used to accept. So now they're telling all them Army people who quit, because them people was in position to go, nah, I don't believe in that. I'd rather leave. And like I said, a lot of nurses, a lot of city workers, mm-hmm. a lot of firefighters, mm-hmm. a lot of police officers. So they lost a lot of staff.
So if you were in the military and got discharged for not getting it, can you sue or something? Like, yeah, you don't need it?
No, that's the thing now. There are a lot of people who are bringing lawsuits because teachers and a bunch of other people, you're not hearing about the lawsuits. Mm. But they are coming. Are people going, you cost me my livelihood. Not only my way of life, you cost me stress.
Yeah.
There's so much that went into me, you know, having to leave a job. And now you're telling me, we was wrong. Yeah. You can come back. The psychological effects of that is crazy. And so if that doesn't work, are they talking draft now?
Oh.
You know, because our Army, you know, from what I understand, it's not as strong as it once was. This is not a patriotic world we live in.
Yeah, not, yeah.
How you know it's crazy?
It's not, even like if something was to happen, like, you know, say false flag, big event, I still don't think that would drive patriotism like it used to.
No, like they bring out a movie. They usually bring out a good war movie.
But like, even like with September 11th, everybody, like there were people going, yeah, I need to go.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Right. Now, you know, with the internet, people just gonna go, yo, nah, that was our fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll just be way more people just going, I'm not with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And so that's the world we live in. And side note, to piggyback off that, there's a new law called the 213 law being implemented in New York City by Governor Holcomb, which states that they can remove you, quote me on this, Google it, the 213 proposition or the 213 bill, where they can remove you from your home and quarantine you based on if they feel you are a health threat, and they don't have to give a whole bunch of reasoning for this. From what I understand, the bill got knocked down once or twice, but now it is up again, and it passed through a specific court, and now we're trying to see if it's going to stick or not. It's the 213 bill or the 213 law. You see anything on that?
Let me see. No, hold on. That's not it.
So Ms. Holcomb, whatever her name is.
The governor, yeah.
The governor.
She's, where did you find that?
I found that online. It wasn't TikTok either.
Okay.
Just letting you know. No. I was reading up on it earlier before the show started. It's the 213 bill or 213 law, Proposition 213. Maybe somebody in the chat can help us out with that.
I can't find it right now.
Okay. So put that in the 30% bucket.
I'll check it out.
Check it out.
Because we spoke about Governor Hochul last episode where she's talking about scraping your online data.
Yes.
For hate speech against, yes. You know. And this is really all due to the quote-unquote anti-Semitism rise that's happening, yes, in New York City.
Yes.
It's some bull. Asians got another protection bill I saw.
They got another protection bill?
Specifically for them.
Okay.
I know, I think Jewish people have always had that specifically for them.
Mm.
Crazy.
Yes.
Craziness.
And we don't have it for us?
No, we've never had it for us.
Gotcha. Be more careful.
The Texas Attorney General is suing Pfizer because he said Pfizer gave low-quality ADD meds to underprivileged kids.
Low-quality ADD meds to unprivileged kids.
Yeah.
And can he prove that?
I don't know, but this is the Reuters article. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton accused Pfizer and its supplier Tris Pharma for providing children ADHD medication that knew might be ineffective to the state's Medicaid insurance program for low-income people in an unsealed lawsuit.
I'm also hearing Tylenol has been given to pregnant mothers may have something to do with autism and ADHD.
Really?
Yes, Tylenol. Mm. You can look that up. And so given to the mothers, that's passed to the mothers, to the babies during, that particular stage.
I knew we were in a really, really grimy world when my friend's lady was pregnant and they kept trying to get her to get the COVID vax.
Yes, yes.
That was crazy to me. Like,
yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, just like, you don't know what this is about to do.
Yes.
And there's people finding out that Moderna actually had manufactured a lot of that in 2019. So they're just like, so how the hell did you? And remember, the whole thing was we sped this up. We figured out.
Right.
You know, we had to stop this pandemic now. So it's,
a lot of people got rich off of pharmaceuticals. You know what I mean? Yep. Because they knew it was coming down the pipe. So they made investments in, these things here. Someone asked me,
it's rule 2.13.
Okay, rule 2.13.
It gives the Department of Health power to forcibly isolate people who test positive for COVID and put them in quarantine camps. I'm not sure.
Now, the fine print is it don't have to be COVID. That's the big title. Mm. The fine print, it don't have to be COVID. It could be a number of things. Thank you, David. Oh, I appreciate you.
Thank you for
validating my story because I knew I wasn't losing my mind.
Yeah. I'm looking at some health articles now. This is interesting. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. You pass.
Thank you. Thank you.
You pass.
I don't want you to think I'm just really out here losing my mind.
Okay. Let's take some questions.
Yeah.
David, thank you. Oh, did you say thank you? Dude?
I did. Someone asked me about my skin regimen. That is called Shea Butter. You can go online and get some.
We got some on the website.
Got some on the website right now. 40% off. Yep, go get it.
So, we didn't talk about this. There's a major, major, genocide happening right now in the Congo.
Dude, we spoke about the Kobold.
Yeah.
And how many people are losing their lives because I didn't realize just how I knew, but when they put it in the proper perspective, how valuable cobalt is to run everything that we have. And, these people are being murdered and it's a genocide going on. And their own people are taking them out because that's how they do it. That's how your government gets involved so that their hands, so-called, stays clean. Yeah. And so, yes, that's what's going on. They show video of hundreds of thousands of people just living on the outskirts with nowhere to go, and things of that nature. So remember, while there's always something that you're looking at on the left side, there's real genocide among other things. And I believe somebody got at your boy in Rappaport using that as an example.
Yo, oh my God.
He's the worst.
He is absolutely terrible, man. Seriously. Yessie ASAP about to go to jail. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he actually has to stand trial for allegedly shooting at the end. I saw video footage and he had the burner on him. Yeah, he had it in his hand. So yeah.
I went to go watch the geometry video and it says they didn't have access to it.
Are you a member?
Well, you gotta be a member to see that. Are you a member? If you're a member, you can see it.
You should be able to see that.
Okay, if not, then we'll check it out. Yeah, ASAP Rocky is going to Yale.
Yeah.
Or potentially. Because I saw the video. You saw the video?
Mm-hmm.
What? Where does TMZ? How does TMZ do it,
bro? I'm tired of TMZ, man.
My lord, how does TMZ do it, man? Jeez.
Right. Try now. Try now. To go to the Gematria video. I just did something else.
Okay.
Try now.
Don't be denying our people.
No.
And first of all, I don't mean to be disrespectful. Why are you trying to watch that while we on right now,
That's
son?
That's a fact, yeah.
Come on, son. Don't That's disrespect us like that, son. Nah, I'm only kidding. Hopefully you're getting in there. Yeah. See, yeah, I got the email. And Vivica, or Viva La Fame, I'm assuming that's the lady probably going, you damn right, I paid my membership, and I went inside, I get you, I'm not mad at you.
Should be up now, trying to
aim all that at Malcolm, that's his job.
She should be good.
That is his job.
Lefty was good, man, was good. Came through to the pop-up shop on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. All right, Lefty.
Was good.
That's what I'm talking about.
I saw, hold on, another thing. Oh, G Herbo, he's going to get sentenced in January of 2024. Because remember, he stole the dogs, or he...
Wasn't he with credit card fraud?
And trying to buy puppies. It was like the dumbest...
In his own name or something really weird. A whole
bunch of credit card fraud. He hit the dude up and said, this is G Herbo, I'm trying to buy these off of
you. Yeah. That's a bad look.
Yeah,
terrible. You got to go sit down for that. Yeah.
The drummer from Kool & the Gang, he passed away.
I believe his name is George Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, 74 years old. Our condolences go out to the funky drummer for Kool & the Gang.
And then I got another story for you guys. It was interesting. Hold on.
So can we get 1,000 likes up?
Yes, hit the like button. So Stacey Abrams' brother-in-law, he got arrested in Tampa. So his name is Jimmy Gardner. He was arrested on allegations of human trafficking in Tampa. So police said they arrested the 57-year-old Friday, allegedly attempting to engage in sexual acts with a 16-year-old girl. Stacey Abrams' brother-in-law.
Not a good look. Now, with that being said, is that a part of the retribution for running against, or wasn't she going up against Trump or somebody?
No, she was going up against, is it Kemp?
Who's Kemp in Georgia? Kemp or somebody, yeah.
Who's the governor in Georgia? You guys know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Peace, how do I pay my past due Urban 2 months behind? Merck Mecca. I think you just... I don't know. Send Malcolm an email. He'll take care of you.
Yeah. And so info at UrbanX.NYC.
Yeah. info@UrbanX.NYC. So this might be retribution. Or maybe he's just a creep. Let's keep that in mind, too.
So it is Kemp. Yeah.
So they know all about you. And so now to ensure that she doesn't have another run in her, you know, they start bringing this stuff up. Peace of the gods. Thanks for the sports betting video. We need another one for the NBA. Okay. Yeah, well. We'll see how this one goes. Yeah. Party with the Panthers. Yes, we trying to bring it, man. We trying to add value to our membership and build our membership. We want more of an interactive membership, not just come in here, watch videos or information. We want to have something where you can learn, you can participate.
You can meet with us in the morning.
You can meet with us in the morning. We're going to get a whole book club thing going. So we want to have an interactive membership, so to speak. So we do things a little bit different, over here. And that's what we're trying to do.
So what Elon Musk bring condemned for anti-sex? So I know Elon Musk, he is going against a lot of different corporations right now because they're pulling out advertising on Twitter, aka X, or X, aka Twitter. Mm-hmm. Because they're saying he promoted some anti-Semitism trope or something to that effect. But he is he's trying to go toe-to-toe with a lot of the censorship that's happening. So, again, we'll see. When white people fight, just sit back and watch, bro.
Yeah, sit back and watch.
Sit back and watch.
Yeah, just sit back and enjoy. Don't get involved with it. Ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, seriously.
Somebody said, what is the safest borough in New York to live in today?
Staten Island?
Yeah, it ain't safe for niggas out there, but...
That's true.
It's all depending on you. Safe is a relative term.
That is true.
What do you mean by that?
That is true.
So every borough has its place where, you know, it's If you spend a little bit more money, you get a
you
little
can
bit
find,
more.
Yeah, you can find an area.
You can find an area, and that's in all boroughs.
Yeah, that's a fact.
All boroughs, you can find. Queens. You say Queens?
More residential.
Okay, more residential in Queens. Okay. That's what Mama Dot say. All right, so, yeah.
Somebody said Cop City and Staten Island. Let's take a couple more questions and we out of here. We got an after show.
We do have an after show.
We have an after show. Got some stuff to talk about on there.
Mm-hmm.
Take one more question.
Yeah, John G, I said the skin regimen is shea butter.
Which is on
the site.
It's 40% off.
Wednesday marks the 60th anniversary of the JFK. The deuce. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant to talk about. So today is Joe Biden's birthday, right? So he's actually losing in the preliminary polls against Trump. It's the first time ever. And his disapproval rating is almost on par with Trump's.
Wow.
Right? So I don't know what this speech was, guys. I don't know what this was from.
Is this the one where he went up to the little girl?
Oh.
It's bad, bro.
Oh, my God.
It's the level of senile and the level of deliberate.
And then he said,
pedo is just.
Quote, by the way, I like kids better than people. I wish I could stay and watch Wonka with you, but I'm not going to get to do that.
Yeah. Just.
Ew.
It's bad. But going back to the cognitive dissonance we spoke about, there are people who will bypass all of that and say, well, he's better than Trump. As if. We don't really have a choice. I told you, choice is an illusion between those with power and those without.
Yeah, it's gross.
So if those are the only choices we have, and then you're saying you're going to choose that, you still demonstrated that you don't have a choice in the situation. You know what I mean? And that's what they want you to do or believe anyway.
Oh, Drake's EP, I thought it was hard. Scary Hours 3.
His cadence is getting on my nerve.
Bro, he was rapping his ass off.
I don't care what a beatbop, what a girl sat, what a beatbop.
He was blacking out.
I showed that. Me and wifey sat down. We were cleaning on Saturday. I said, let's throw the Drake on. And
did you listen? Because you played the.
I played it from the six cuts.
Okay, all right.
At first, I played it from the beginning. I said, this shit sound familiar. Come to find out, it was the old album. And this is after we listened to Andre 3000. Mm-hmm. So we put the flute music on. We was out there. We was out there. So this is some good flute shit. Yeah. You know, this is some good flute shit. And then we said, all right, let's take it up a notch. You know what I mean? And we threw the Drake on. And about three songs in, I was like, I'm about tired of this shit.
Listen, if he was to give an album like that, like six tracks or like 10 tracks, six of those, four of the pop joints, he got a classic on his hands.
Whatever.
I think. It was crazy. It was hard.
Whatever.
Somebody said, heard Gilly ask Kai Cenat why the Bronx is the dirtiest borough. How y'all feel about that? Now listen. Gilly and Wallow are from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are rough parts in the Bronx just like there are some rough parts of Philly.
Everywhere. I'm not even going to take that personal.
Exactly.
Like a few weeks ago, we had somebody act like they was the only one representing a particular state. We're not even going to take that person because there are dirty parts everywhere. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. He need to chill.
I've been to places in Jersey and Philly where I lock my doors. He's like, nah. I mean, one time you was in a karate tournament in Newark.
In Newark, yeah.
And I hadn't been in Newark in a while. And I was like, come on, it's Jersey. Well, I turned one of them corners and boop, boop. 10-2, nigga.
Look ahead.
Don't see these niggas in the street. And so, yeah.
That's a fact.
Like that Diddy and Cassie situation makes me think of the story you told about Consuelita Rice and her,
Oh, I remember that.
And her escapades.
I do remember that.
Azazel told me that story.
Yeah.
And he said them sex guys used to come to his table all the time.
Yeah.
And they said what they said.
That's crazy.
They was dumping. And it was Condoleezza because she had to go overseas. Gross. And she needed to do some magic over there. Yeah. Yeah.
But guys, with that being said, this has been another installment of the Urban X podcast. Okay, we hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Yes, we talked about Party Cook and Mag. We talked about all of that stuff. Watch the replay, sir.
Watch the replay, sir.
And then while you're doing that, go to shopurbanx.com. Get 40% off on everything.
We're starting the Black Friday joint right now.
Now. All right.
Make that pop right now.
And for the members, we will see you guys in like 10 minutes. Give us
a little
time.
Yeah, we'll see you in about 10 minutes.
See y'all in a little bit. And peace.
Peace.
UX90, we'll see y'all in the morning.
Yeah. Peace.